Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for June 2nd to the 8th, 2012. Palestinian factions are close to announce a consensus government. Meanwhile, clashes between Palestinian resistance and Israeli military renew after a month of relative calm. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked anti-wall protests at a number of West Bank villages and arrested three civilians. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the details.
Three internationals were arrested on Friday and many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest at the village of Annabi Saleh, Central West Bank. Villagers and their international and Israeli supporters marched until the entrance of the village before Israeli soldiers sprayed them with chemical water. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets into residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. When a group of international supporters tried to stop the soldiers' attack on residents' homes, troops arrested three of them. Also on Friday, at the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, anti-wall protests were met by chemical water, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets by Israeli troops. At the village of Na'lin this week, people marked the third anniversary of the death of Akil Sroor, who was killed by Israeli soldiers while protesting the Israeli wall at the village of Na'lin. In both Bil'in and Na'lin, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday. In Kufr Kaddoum village, northern West Bank, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the villagers and their international and Israeli supporters. Elsewhere in southern West Bank, Al-Ma'sara villagers conducted their weekly anti-wall protest. Soldiers forced people back into the village. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
Palestinian Authority officials and Hamas leaders say a consensus government to be announced in 2 weeks from now. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas al-Fatah and Hamas leaders both indicate that a consensus government will be formed in the upcoming 2 weeks. This comes in the backdrop of a slated meeting between President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas's leader Khaled Mash'al on chances for meetings between leaders of both rival parties. Abbas is expected to visit the Gaza Strip right after his meeting with Mash'al in Egypt. Yet some Hamas leaders in Gaza, like Dr. Mahmoud al-Zahar, prefer to wait until after the Egyptian second round of presidential elections. Meanwhile, preparations are underway for presidential and legislative elections following a six-month interim consensus government. At the Israeli-Palestinian level, Israel is still keeping up settlement activities on occupied Palestinian lands in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, despite calls by international players to parties concerned to resume peace process. For IMEMC News, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli forces killed three Palestinians and injured eight civilians in the Gaza Strip. In addition, 48 Palestinians were injured in the West Bank. Settler violence communities in the Jordan Valley continue to be affected by demolitions and evictions. The details in the following report. Clashes between Palestinian resistance factions and Israeli forces, as well as Israeli airstrikes, resume after 1 month of relative calm. Three resistance fighters and one Israeli soldiers were killed, and eight Palestinian civilians were injured. Following 5 weeks of relative calm, a new round of armed clashes and airstrikes resulted in casualties and damage to property. The escalation started when an armed Palestinian clashed with Israeli troops at the Gaza-Israel border. As a result, the armed Palestinian and one Israeli soldier were killed. Following the incident, the Israeli Air Force launched a number of airstrikes inside Gaza, hitting a motorcycle carrying resistance fighters east of Khan Yunis and a house in Nusayrat refugee camp and a dairy product in a Zaytour neighborhood, in addition to two animal farms in Beit Lahia and Rafah. The airstrike resulted in the injury of eight Palestinian civilians, including four children aged between 4 months and 17 years. Palestinian factions continued firing homemade shells towards southern Israel, causing no injuries or damage to property. The Israeli army continues to restrict Palestinian access to land near the fence and to fishing areas beyond 3 nautical miles from the shore. In this context, Israeli forces opened fire towards Palestinian areas in the vicinity of the fence on at least 3 occasions, setting wheat crops on fire. Also this week, Israeli forces launched at least 2 incursions inside the Gaza Strip, abducting a Palestinian man. Similarly, on 5 occasions, the Israeli Navy opened warning fire towards Palestinian fishing boats, forcing them ashore. 4 fishermen were forced to swim towards the Navy's boats and were taken to Israel for interrogation. This week, Palestinians organized a number of demonstrations on the 5th of June commemorating the 45th anniversary of the Israeli occupation, culminated in clashes with Israeli forces mainly at Qalandia checkpoint and next to Ofer prison near Ramallah. As a result, 10 Palestinians were injured. 32 Palestinians were injured this week during a weekly demonstration in Kafr Kaddoum village near Qalqilia against the prohibition on the use of the main road connecting the village to Nablus city and to agricultural land in the vicinity of the nearby Kedumim settlement. The main road has been reserved for Israeli settlers' use only since 2002. In addition, Israeli forces shot and injured a Palestinian man in the stomach after he stabbed and injured an Israeli soldier with a tent stake inside the old city of Hebron. A number of settler attacks were reported during the week, all of which resulted in damage to property, with no injuries recorded. In one of the incidents, Israeli settlers damaged water pipes that supply 5 Bedouin communities in Al Khan Al Ahmar area in the Jerusalem area. This has affected the provision of drinking water for 100 families and over 2,000 heads of livestock. The Al Khan Al Ahmar communities are among 20 communities in the Jerusalem area at risk of being transferred from the area in the context of an Israeli relocation plan. Much of the affected area is planned for the expansion of the Maale Adumim settlement, the so-called E1 plan. In another Bedouin community in the Tobas governorate, Kherbettana, the Israeli settlers damaged a Palestinian-plated vehicle and clashed with a group of Palestinian farmers. Israeli forces intervened and arrested 5 Palestinians. That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.